Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's episode, we are going to talk about the dark pools, what they are and how they work. If you're an institutional investor who wants to trade large blocks of securities without affecting the market price, you may be interested in dark pools. Dark pools are private exchanges that allow traders to buy and sell securities anonymously and without exposing their orders to the public. In this episode, we will explain what dark pools are, how they work, and what are some of the benefits and drawbacks of using them for institutional investors. Dark pools are a type of alternative trading system, or ATS, that operate outside of the traditional stock exchanges. They are also known as dark pools of liquidity because they provide a source of liquidity for large traders who want to avoid market impact and price slippage. Dark pools emerged in the 1980s when the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, allowed brokers to execute large orders privately. Since then, dark pools have grown in popularity and diversity, with different types of dark pools catering to different types of traders and strategies. Dark pools work by matching buy and sell orders internally without displaying them to the public. This means that traders can execute their orders at or near the midpoint of the bid-ask spread without revealing their intentions or moving the market price. Dark pools use various methods to match orders, such as crossing networks, algorithms, and negotiation. Some dark pools also allow traders to specify certain conditions for their orders, such as minimum size, time limit, or price range. Dark pools are not open to everyone. They are mostly used by institutional investors such as mutual funds, pension funds, hedge funds, or banks who trade large blocks of securities. The average order size in dark pools is much larger than on lead markets, ranging from hundreds to thousands of shares. However, some dark pools also accept smaller orders from retail investors or high-frequency traders who use sophisticated algorithms to exploit price differences across market. The main benefit of dark pools is that they offer anonymity and liquidity for large traders. By trading in dark pools, institutional investors can avoid exposing their orders to the public, which could otherwise attract attention from other traders or HFTs, who could front run or trade against them. By trading in dark pools, institutional investors can also reduce their trading costs, as they can execute their orders at a better price than on lead markets or public markets, and pay lower fees than on exchanges. Another benefit of dark pools is that they can improve market efficiency and stability. By providing a source of liquidity for large orders, dark pools can reduce market volatility and price fluctuations that could result from sudden supply or demand shocks. Dark pools can also facilitate price discovery and information transmission across markets, as they reflect the true supply and demand of securities. We'll be right back. the main drawback of dark pools is that they lack transparency and regulation. Unlike traditional exchanges, dark pools do not have to disclose their trading rules, volumes, prices, or participants to the public or regulators. This makes it difficult to monitor their activities and ensure fair trading practices. Dark pools may also pose conflicts of interest for their owners or operators, who may favor certain clients over others, or use their privileged information for their own benefit. Another drawback of dark pools is that they may harm market quality and integrity. By diverting liquidity from lit markets, dark pools may reduce the depths and breadths of the public order book, which could affect the accuracy and reliability of market prices. Dark pools may also create information asymmetry and fragmentation across markets, as some traders have access to more information and liquidity than others. Dark pools may also enable predatory trading behaviors by HFTs, who may use their speed and technology to exploit less informed and slower traders in dark pools. Dark pools are private exchanges that offer anonymity and liquidity for large traders who want to avoid market impact and price slippage. They have both advantages and disadvantages for traders and markets. While they provide pricing and cost benefits for institutional investors, they also raise concerns about transparency and regulation. As dark pools continue to grow and evolve, they will likely face more scrutiny and oversight from regulators and policymakers.